All right, everyone, we are here with Dave and Dim, our boxing coaches. These boys have been training us the entire time for this fucking podcast royale fight night. And man, it's been one hell of a fucking journey, boys. And thank you both for getting us both ready. Because man, we were a week out from pulling out of the whole thing. My fucking heart was going nuts. Your knees were all fucked.
It's still not 100%.
Yeah, and then we just fucking were like, fuck it, let's do it. And then we just hooked in, and here we fucking are, boys.
But you guys backed us.
Fucking oath, you guys were killing it.
But were you guys worried at the start, though? Because do you remember the very first sparring session we had? Because, like, you know, I come in, I hit the pads once a week, but I'd done sparring for years. The first time sparring, I remember I was just fat and like, remember I was doing that thing where I'd lift my leg up?
we all laugh. Yeah,
oh, is that because you like embracing the hit?
Dude, I was just trying to block because I was just like, I couldn't move anymore.
Fuck yeah, I remember that actually. That was fun.
Yeah. And were you guys worried? Because Michael's like had never boxed properly before ever.
Oh, dude, I hated it. Like at the start, I hated sparring.
Yeah.
Getting hit in the face was the worst feeling ever.
Yeah.
It's not very nice until you're like used to it. Eh?
Yeah. But
were you guys worried at all that we were at any stage during the prep that we weren't going to be ready for it?
Oh, what do you reckon?
I'd say like physically, like that if yous could get ready, I reckon yous were, we weren't like that didn't really play a part. It was more like if you were mentally ready for
it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, true, yeah.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, like, was watching you guys' mental change over the fucking, the course of time.
Yeah,
the confidence was quite low early on, eh?
That's the thing. You've really got to believe you can win or it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And then the event was, like, so much, like, more intense than we thought it would be, eh? It was, like, so... It's like there was like 7,000 people at the Gold Coast Convention Center. And like, you know, Michael and I barely promoted this thing. It was all the alpha blokes, boys. So it was just pretty much just all like fucking real Aussie, manly, like fucking minor boys. And they're all just like, it was like 99% of the crowd just were there for the alpha blokes. And like, because the guys we were fighting were mates with the alpha blokes. It was just like whoever was fighting, who was on the opposite team, that we were just, it was just fucking hate.
Well,
like,
yeah, booed, yeah.
Getting
definitely.
Booed and like, you know, they just wanted them to win so badly and it was just fucking insane. Have you guys ever been like to, you guys have been to boxing events,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
Have you guys been to ones that big before?
I've been to fights there. I've been to, we went to the Jaipur Thai fight. Isaac fought Bo Hardison. That's when he proper, like, that was the worst KO I've ever seen in my life. And it was nothing. I don't reckon it was even close to that,
yeah,
eh?
Even then.
It was like...
That was a world title fight. Yeah. That place was off its head.
And, like, Jaipur Thai, too. Like, that's a... Like, Jaipur Thai versus Marius Brutus, that is massive.
Yeah, that's a... And yeah, those like, are big boxes, yeah.
It wasn't even... Like, it was nowhere near as packed as that. What else? I've been to, like, ones in Melbourne, Sydney for, like obviously just cornering Isaac and... Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen anything that hectic in my life, eh? That was full on. I think the one that I did miss was the one he fought in Townsville, which was, I think, I don't know how much that Cowboy Stadium holds, but that's obviously a massive one. But yeah, I've never seen anything like that in my life. We were even talking about, like, we went to Subway across the road because we got there pretty early. And we walked out, and man, the sea of those trucker hats was off its head, eh? That spun me out. I've never seen that many... People just lined up on the pitch, ready to go. Like, that was, yeah, that was something else.
Yeah, so the whole of Surface Paradise was just like Alpha Blokes merch and CTC caps. And the guys that we fought, Knuckles, he's the owner of the CTC, like, company. So even during the fight, you know, all these CTC,
CTC.
That was fucking so, like, hectic.
I block it out. It's literally when you're in the ring, you're right. You're just focused on the other person.
Everything
else
out.
Is gone.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it is a weird feeling. And you get so fucking, so sick of being nervous. Like, being last was, like, so shit,
oh,
so
man.
Draining.
That's the worst feeling ever. Like, just watching it, and then you just see, like, one fight walk out, and then you're like, fuck. bro, I've got ages to go, and then another fight comes out. He's like, bro.
And you see some cunts getting like just fucked up bad too.
Dude, like, that scared me. Like, I was like fucking terrified when I started to see like people getting hit that hard, like knockouts. And I was like, dude, he's 25 kilos heavier than me. That's and I've got no headgear. I'm going to get fucked up.
Nah, you'd be right.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy, eh? I didn't see that.
That was two shoulder dislocations.
I was there too.
Yeah.
Who was the other one? I know Joshy, is it?
One popped back in, but Joshy was like done. He had to stop.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. But so anyway, so we walked out there and the fucking crowd was just fucking... Because it was we're the last fight, so everyone had just been on the piss all day. It was just so loose and hectic. We get in there and the fight starts and... So our game plan initially, with which we talked about with you boys, was like I go in for 30 seconds, Michael goes in for 30 seconds, and then we just keep swapping because it's tag team, so 4 2-minute rounds. But then right before the fight, Knuckles came over and goes, oh, me and Michael are going to start, and then like it's just normal tag team after that. And then it pretty much just turned into Michael versus Knuckles and then me versus Bryzy.
That could have changed about round three.
Michael
was feeling himself there for
Michael's feeling right. He's seen him fighting it like, fuck, nah, I'm all good.
There was 2 seconds it went to my head. I was like, yep. And then as soon as I was like, nah. As soon as he came, I was like, no. Oh,
but it worked out well because Knuckles is like 20 kilos heavier than you and Michael's walking forward just bang, 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 bang. Yeah. And then for 30 seconds, and I don't think Knuckles had much of a gas tank because every 30 seconds he's get closer and closer to his corner to Bryzy and then 100%. Just tap Bryzy. And so it was me and Bryzy in for like a minute 30 each round. And man, I was so fucked by the end of it. Like that's like I could barely walk. It took like a good half an hour for me to just feel normal again.
Yeah, you really you pushed through there. You carried us.
After that second round, when I went to squeeze water in your mouth, you were just like,
I couldn't breathe out of my nose because it was just packed with Vaseline. So I just had my mouth open, water just squirting in and then just dribbles down. Just couldn't even fucking swallow water.
Michael over here going, Marty, you're right.
Yeah. I was trying to make sure he's okay because I was fine. Like, because obviously, Knuckles would tap out, and I was like, I can't face Bryzy well myself. So I'd tap out. So I'm only in for like 30 seconds each round. And then, like, we've trained for like doing 5 rounds, 2 minutes. So I was fine. And then.
Michael's fresh as fuck because then he gets a minute and a half break. Well, 2 minute break.
Yeah.
Were you guys worried at all? Like, after the first round. Were you guys like, oh, fuck, this could go either way?
If I'm honest, I think Dave was in the same boat as me. It was like, it really come down to how the first 10 seconds went with Michael. And how he reacts to a punch. And then he just fucking went full Terminator.
Michael just kept fucking. And then because Michael, I was like, Michael's. Michael won against Knuckles. And so then when I came in, I was like, okay, so I just have to maintain the lead. So I didn't have to take many risks. So I just fucking just jab, stayed away, you know, boom, 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 moved away. And then we fucking got the win. Although third round though, because we watched the fight back, I thought maybe they had the third round.
I reckon they had the third.
Yeah, I thought it was 3-1. But one thing I thought would have swayed the judges is remember earlier – before the night, they said, all right, do you want to make it 30 seconds? Just that's what it is. It's 30 seconds, Knuckles and Michael, 30 seconds, you and Bryzy. And I'm sort of glad now that we said no to that because if you think about it, like one thing that would have swayed the judges was Michael making Knuckles tap out.
Yeah, 100%. Although having said that, though, if Knuckles was forced to get back in more often – like, he would have been so fucking tired by the end of it. Yeah. Don't you reckon? Like, he would have been...
Yeah.
If he had to do more than 30 seconds... If he had to do a minute every round instead of 30 seconds, he would have been so fucked by the end. Yeah. And you would have been able to just punch and fuck him.
Yeah, dude. Well, it's literally... It's so weird. It's
I think Michael could have fought fucking anyone on the night. And it would have been on. It was fucking mad.
Yeah, it's just everything goes out the window. It's like once I got hit with like when that like the like what do you call it? Just a wild swing. It makes you just want a wild like do a windmill swing.
I can do
so
it
your
better.
Technique goes out the window instead of straight punching. You just want to get one good right across him. But it's hard work to like think about your composure and making sure your arms stay up because you just want to swing wildly.
Yeah. I was listening to the commentators after too, and right before they're like, oh, because we're red corner.
Yeah.
Right before they made the call, they're like, oh, blue corner, surely. And I was like, what the fuck? Surely it wasn't that close that they thought that the blue corner won. I was like, I thought we won that. Not convincingly, but you definitely thought we won that.
I think it was close, but I feel like what I said was the game. Like, you making knuckles tap, like, that would have... Like, if you... Like, there wasn't once where you tapped first. He always was the one to tap. That's not a good look.
You didn't even want to tap to him one point. Oh, fuck this.
Yeah, well, I knew that Marty was wrecked, so I was like, fuck, I got to try and, like, make up some ground here for him, but...
And yous are on the front foot, like, the whole time.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yous really pushed pace, too, which was, like, real good. And then you, like, you were trying to force him back as well. So I reckon it really made a big difference, eh? And then, like, with you making a miss and then countering as well, like, yeah, yous looked like by far the better boxers on the day. Like, it was fucking sick. So good.
Well, thanks to your training, boys.
Yeah, man, fucking... you can't put us through some hell. Remember that last session with Dim? That was so fucked, dude.
Yeah, the bike and the ball, the fucking ball, man.
Yeah,
he'd make us hold this ball and we'd have to hack into the ball and hold it up.
Yeah, and so you're going to get a rest. So if you're not punching, you're holding this fucking heavy medicine ball while the other one punches the ball. It was
and
just
Marty's
fucked.
Hits would just wind you through the ball. So I'd just be... And if you drop it, you got to do it all over again. So I just did not drop the ball. Oh, and
that's the old Blair Studley training there. That's... Yeah, man. Everything he shows us, we try to pass down to everyone.
Yeah, so shout out to Nitro Boxing, guys. If you guys want to do boxing... Nitro boxing is where to do it.
Like,
it's unbelievable.
The things these boys do with you know, if you've never boxed before, I'd highly recommend going to Nitro boxing because you go to a lot of other gyms and, you know, we've been coaches before, like tennis coaches, and like the head coach, like at Nitro, it's like Blair, the head coach, teaches the pros and then the pros teach the students. It's not like that everywhere else. It's like, you know, usually it's just like you coach. Like, I, you know, when we were tennis coaches, I would just coach what I wanted to coach. You would coach how you coach. And it wasn't, there was no, like, there's no, you know.
Yeah, there's no structure. And that's the thing. At Nitro, it is like one big family. So as soon as you walk in, you know, everyone says hello to you.
Yeah, it's
just straight away, like, you feel welcome. Even the sparring sessions, everyone's there to help each other.
Yeah, so many fucking people to spar.
Yeah.
So many bodies, eh? It's real good because you get... Like, everyone has their own style too. Like, in between us pros, even though we all learn off the same person, like, you got Isaac who spars different to Hilly. You got Hilly who spars different to, like, say, Dimitri. Dimitri spars different to Reese, John. Like, I'm a midget. And then you got Jerry there. You know what I mean? So you get, like, mad bodies too to work with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like we got everything down there. So we're blessed down there.
Yeah. Well, hit him up if you guys want to get into boxing. And I must say, from someone who hates contact sports, I grew to love it. Like,
I told you, man.
It is addictive as, and sparring is like a fun way to do a workout
session.
It's
like therapy, you know? Yeah. You go in there and just fucking hit a bag and just get all your rage out on whatever.
It is a good time. I understand the appeal now.
And then when you get to a certain level of fitness too, it's not as like, because early on it's like, you know, you hit the pads for one round and you're so fucked. It makes it hard to enjoy.
Mm.
But then when you get a bit fitter, again, it gets funner again.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're fitter.
Yeah. It's a good way to work out. It's just, yeah, good. Yeah, as you said, for the body and mind.
100%.
Yeah. So fucking, yeah. And so you guys couldn't come to the press conference beforehand, but even that leading up to the fight, that was fucking nuts. So Knuckles and Brizy, the guys we fought, Brizy owns like a funeral home, is it?
Yeah, he's a funeral.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
So and he preps the bodies.
Yeah, so
I think a crematorium, like, I think that's the word for it.
Yeah, crematorium as well, yeah. So during the press conference, like, it was at some fucking random football club on the Goldie, and like there were a thousand people there, again, all alpha blokes people, just fucking drunk, fucking, you know, Aussie Ocker blokes, and then Knuckles and Brizy pull these two coffins out with our faces on them. And we're just like, Jesus Christ, this is like fucking hectic.
Yeah, that was a good G up. Like, it was intimidating. But Bryzy's such a legend. He's like,
they were both Bryzy and Knuckles were genuinely like nice as fuck. But and then obviously, you know, during the press conference and stuff, you put it on a bit to try and, you know, for the entertainment value. But yeah, man, they're both fucking super nice guys, thank God. Because if Bryzy was like a bit of a cunt, it would have been a bit scary.
Yeah, because he's an intimidating dude, man. He's a big guy.
Big
like,
follow.
So many people would come up to me and be like, oh, man, Bryzy's fucking real good. Like, what you have for Bryzy? But then within the first 30 seconds, I just felt like as soon as he missed and I hit, I was like, okay, oh, this is just going to be like.
Fuck, I'll never forget when he's like first described him in the gym, I was like, oh, who's fighting? Oh, nah. This Knuckles and this Bryzy play. And then Knuckles, I was like, fuck, he sounds like a hectic cunt. Like,
yeah, well, if you're named Knuckles.
Yeah, you're like, you think he's hectic. And then Bryzy, and you're like, yeah, no, he's had a couple of, amateur MMA fights and that?
Yeah. Well, if
and
you know, like, yeah, if you fought fuck. MMA, you've got to be a tough dude.
Like, yeah, you got to be a bit of a nutcase to do that. Yeah.
I was being a bit of an asshole to them. I'm like, no, I heard about that. He's like 8-0 in MMA.
Yeah, you'd stir us up too. Oh man,
Michael would be shitting himself.
I did not want to do it. Like as I said, it was out of my comfort zone.
Fully right, because I was real like nervous for me, but also like if Michael got hurt, like I would have felt so guilty because like I kind of forced him into it. Like I was like, we're doing this, and Michael's like, no. No, I'm fucking doing this. No way. Like, I hate boxing. And then I'm trying to get Matt to do it, but his knees are all fucked. So I had to get Michael in, and yeah, it was fucking mental. And,
I'd do it again, honestly.
Yeah, I think he's fucking shook. Like we were saying before, I reckon he should have amateur fights. Like he's fucking red hot. Like I think
maybe
it's
you fought someone your own weight.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, imagine if you fought an 80-kilo person. That would be so much easier, dude. Like fuck me.
Yeah, well, like I guess that's a good starting point there. So
it
definitely
doesn't get much bigger than what you already did. You know, so it's all kind of.
Amateur fights are at
the pub.
100%.
Like,
oh, where is everyone?
And the other thing I love too is that like no one thought that everyone thought that we're just these two fucking like dickheads who hit each other with sticks and balls.
Which
and,
we sort of are.
Yeah. And then so even the odds, like the betting odds, like it blew out to like, what was it, $3.30 or something?
$3.80.
So we were $3.80 underdogs, and then all our mates fucking started putting money on us. Did you guys put any money on us?
Yeah, I had a couple of multis, but
I put a couple of multis on that didn't come through, but I put on, I'm like, but Marty and Michael are fucking definitely going to win. So I put money on that just so I could break even.
Yeah, for the multis.
And I've broken even for the multis.
I'm fucking minced today. Nah, my kids are eating noodles this week. Not good.
Yeah, so at least all our mates want a fuckload of money, so that's nice.
The first round I thought, and then the rest is a blur. And I think I watched it the next day, but I didn't watch it properly, so I have to sit down and see exactly.
Yeah, he had
what
a little stumble. You got him with clipped him with a right, and he kind of stumbled a little bit.
Yeah.
So I was like, inside, I was like, yes, Michael's going to finish this. I don't have to do anything. Hearing
like storm him, like rush him, which is what Dave taught me like as well. Like if you see him on the back foot, you got to get in there. So I was like, all right, a pounce. But then I think he tapped out.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he was on a different corner, like
yeah,
a lot of 100%. Things. Could, yeah.
But yeah, no, it was fun.
He was feeling very safe in that corner of his life.
Yeah, Bryzy right behind him. Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, it was such a rush, and as I said, thank you, boys. It was.
Yeah,
you guys,
boys, he's fucking turned us into bloody boxers in a matter of weeks. So yeah, it's unbelievable. I can't wait to show you guys the before and after pictures because fuck me, I was a sick, fat looking pregnant cunt.
Yeah, you did look pregnant.
Yeah, it was not
like
good.
A pear.
Yeah, after like the holidays, pear. Like yeah, just
the old Nate Diaz body.
well, that, but just worse. Hey, it was like such a gross gut. It was so fun to play with though.
Yeah, I'd always catch you grabbing away.
Yeah, I had like three tits and shit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it was so that's good. It.
We actually got John fighting from the gym next weekend.
John
again?
Yeah.
He's fighting again.
Yeah, 100%.
Holy fucking hell, he's keen.
Yeah, he's keen, that bloke. Yeah.
He's a weapon.
He won his fight the other week too, so he's killing it.
A lot of the boys and I tried. Hilly won the other week.
Yeah, Hilly fighting again too.
Is he? Oh, wow.
Yeah, he took a fight against pretty, like, he's a super dangerous opponent, fucking hell. He there's one bloke on the scene that I was like watching, and I was like, fuck, this guy's pretty good, Isaiah Seti. And he fought this Korean bloke who
he's from Toowoomba.
Yeah, he fights out of like Toowoomba. He has something to do with him anyways. And man, this Korean bloke sparked Isaiah Seti so bad. Like, and he was getting beat the whole fight, and then bro blasted his head off. And I think it was about the fourth, eh?
It was the fourth round, yeah. And yes. He just hit him with one good punch.
Yeah,
and was,
massive.
He was, and lost his legs.
Yeah, he was not all right. But yeah, that's who Healy's fighting. Healy's going to do that to him. So I think that's 23rd of May.
23rd or 28th, I can't remember.
Yeah, something like that. It's coming up soon. So we'll put out all the dates and that and the Nitro Insta and that.
Oh, yeah, well, fuck yeah, boys. All right, well, guys, yeah, like I said, if you ever want to fucking get into boxing for fitness, to learn, go to Nitro, hit up fucking Dave and Dim, and they'll sort you out with some quality training. And, we couldn't have done it without you, boys. So I really appreciate all the fucked up shit you made us do.
Mate, yous are the ones that have done it all, though.
That was all yous.
Yeah, but all that shit goes out the window. Like, it was only what you guys taught us.
Yeah.
Your brain's just blank while you're in there, you know?
Yeah.
Man, those last 2 weeks of, like, practicing that tag team shit, that was fucking sick.
Oh, yeah, you guys beat the fuck out of us. In my face at the end of those, remember?
Yeah, Dim broke your nose.
Two weeks out from the fight, Dim landed one on me, and I felt my nose crack, and it was a different, like, feeling than usual. It really kind of stunned me, and I was like, oh, fuck, and then it just pierced blood. And now when I touch it, I can tell that there's another little break at the top. I reckon just one good hit and all these breaks will connect and my nose won't look like a nose anymore.
Nah, that happens. You fucking look at the noses down at Nitro.
Well, Hilly's nose is fucked. Yeah, I was talking to him about it. I was like, you're gonna get like surgery? He's like, oh no, it'll just get broken again anyways. So it's just gonna leave it.
You just deal with it later on, eh? Should be right. Same as our fucking ears too.
Oh, boys. Nah, thank you so much. And thank you, Nitro.
Yeah, boys. Thanks for coming on. Boys. And we're going to keep boxing and fuck, who knows. We might be, we might be fighting the Zoo Brothers one day.
Well, I think I got my eyes on Denny Green.
Man, I've seen him come up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a legend, man.
Well, he wants to come on our podcast now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was so nice, man. Such a legend.
Yeah, saying some nice shit. Though.
Yeah.
I was mad watching him come up to everyone after the fight, ask for photos, because usually I'm sure to be the other way around.
Yeah,
mate.
No, I couldn't believe it. He was so genuine and just like, really kind. So we'll have to have him on as well.
Yeah, we'll have to fucking bash him,
eh? I think so, yeah,
for sure. All right, boys. Thank you.
Yeah, all right, boys. Cheers for coming on, and fucking we'll see you at the gym, eh?
Fucking hope see you then.
Grandma's dead.
How?
Had a stroke.
Grandma had a stroke. Grandma Brown had a stroke.
That's the only grandma I've had. Nah, that's hectic shit.
The most sexist thing I've ever heard out of anyone's mouth, Matt. I really, really hope you don't actually think that, because that's disgusting. And don't leave that in, Connor. That was fucked.
Yeah, cut that, dude.
And
you just swore at the start. I mean, trying not to swear at the start.
We'll bleep that.
He's all grumpy. You didn't press record on the button.
Yeah, you made us do it again.
We had to do the whole intro.
Everything you've heard
was
said.
Hang on, stop. It's done it again.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
He's being extra light.
Stop. I lied.
Was it lying the hot both?
You've been bamboozled.
Lying both?
Yeah.
That's very good.
No,
just the first one was true, the second one was lying.
Okay.
Okay, all right, look. All right,
let's get this done.
It's episode number 12 or something, and look, right now we are like less than 2 weeks out from this fight, and it's starting to really wear on us physically because of all the training, but also mentally now, I've noticed. Like, it's always in the back of your mind. It's just slight nerves, like an ominous feeling constantly. So it's like it becomes a bit overwhelming sometimes because you just want to be able to relax and not think about it. But you can't. You can't switch off. It's always there waiting for you.
Yeah, it's scary.
And the body's fucked from all the training and now the mental games start. But when this comes out, the fight will be done and dusted. So that's exciting.
Brown, you're being very brown.
Brown, sit down, Brown.
We fucking just poured our hearts out about how we're scared.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Would you, if you could,
for 100K's sake?
Where, where they were when the betting odds came out from Bluebet, and when they first came out, we were paying $2.40 to win, and they were paying like $1.50. I think it's evened out a bit now, but that's so we are underdogs.
Yeah, holy shit.
So and I was speaking to Knuckles, and he texted me the other day, and he's sitting at like 102 kilos or something. So that's 20 kilos heavier than you. So if he hits you. Like, that's really going to fuck you up, cunt.
That's a shame, dude.
And the fucking Brizzy's like, he just sounds like a scary fucking dude, eh? And like, I think he's taken it quite seriously. And they thought that because I was listening to Brizzy's podcast, and he mentioned that I'd done some amateur fights. Let me be clear. I have not had any amateur fighting, okay? If you see the difference between how our skill level when we started this camp to now, it's pretty, we were shit at the start.
Yeah, well, look, we have never really boxed much, so you would have seen what happened.
Yeah.
Fuck me. It's just terrifying. When someone's throwing swings at you as hard as they can and you're trying to defend that, that is very difficult to do.
Listen to your heart.
But anyway, wonder what's happened. So, like, yeah, we've recorded this before. You guys know.
God, I really just hope.
Holy shit. So you guys could be concussed and in a hospital.
Like, no, this could be dead.
In a coma.
You know what? I'm quietly confident that we can fucking win this.
I'm confident Michael's going to have a broken nose.
We won the fight.
Yeah, look, fuck it. We did win. And we're fucking celebrating right now, and we don't have any broken noses or jaws.
Michael will have a broken nose.
Michael will have a broken rib.
Oh, man.
He'll have a broken rib. Maybe two.
Last time you said that, it happened, so that's great.
But look, I think we've won on points, and I think we're fine.
Yeah, so that's awesome. If you bet on us, congratulations. We just won you some money. Maybe send us some in, like, the mail. Our PO box is 256 Tagem 4018.
Yeah, send us some cash.
Yeah, so thank us for fucking being the champions.
Can you imagine the relief we're going to feel when this is done, man? Oh, it's going to be so good. And we've busted our asses. Like, fuck me, man. It's something to be proud of.
You're going
to
have a little dance at the end of the box. Like,
well, it depends on what the result is. But yeah, bro. But anyway, so that's been going on. And it's like I was saying, it's hard to be creative and try and be funny when you got this lingering. So unfortunately, Matt didn't submit to me his dream diary in time. So there's not one for today. But you did have a dream that you'd just like to quickly mention.
Well, I did have a recent little nightmare.
Were you sleeping at grandma's?
No, I was here. Grandma's dead.
How?
Had a stroke.
Grandma had a stroke. Grandma Brown had a stroke.
That's the only grandma I've had.
You've got no one old around you.
All the old Browns are gone.
I found her.
Oh, no, you didn't.
That's
not
a lie.
It's true.
That's a lie. Bullshit.
Did you have a fucking
pinky promise?
Did you feel her up?
Did you have her tied up?
I had to pick her up off the floor.
Nah, you would have told me this and I would have been so happy. No, I would have been like amazed. The dead body stories, you know?
I've never told you.
You have never ever, you said true you've story. Never been around dead body.
True story.
Then you lied to
us. Was
she
dead or was she just struggling at that stage?
She was struggling.
Fuck, that would have been rough. How old were you?
19, maybe.
What was she wearing?
Clothes. Okay. Old lady clothes.
I don't believe you. I'm
yeah, true story. She used to live in an apartment on her own. And I would come down to the Gold Coast to see my friends, and I would always stop in, you know, have a shower, get ready for the night at her place and say hello to her. And one time I got there and I knocked on the door and I could hear like some murmuring, and all I could hear was, I'm on the floor and I can't get up.
And so,
oh, so she was alive.
In. So you had to break in.
She died in my arms.
No, she didn't.
Okay, she didn't. But she was on the floor and she'd had a stroke and... she was
as he was breastfeeding her.
And yeah, she was on the floor. It was fucking traumatizing, dude.
Yeah, that was the only grandmother.
It was like, what, like 3 years ago?
It was like 3 years ago.
How many grandparents do you have?
50 years ago.
Well, it's even 50 years ago, dude. You can't talk about something 50 years ago.
Yes, you can. I think we've all learned from that, that it goes through generations.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, I went in there and she was, yeah, she was down and I had to get like, I had to like break the door open to get in.
Down Grandma Brown.
Yeah.
Imagine if she broke the door open and she's just sitting on the couch fucking with you and then she makes you pay for the door.
I wish that was true. I wish that was true. But yeah, it was.
Did you get to chat to her while you held her?
Yeah. Yeah. That's I called an ambulance, but yeah.
What is a stroke painful?
I don't know. I know your body shuts off. Like a whole half side of her body was like.
That would be so weird. Imagine just all of a sudden you just can't move that side of your body.
Oh, wow.
I think she'd been stuck on the floor for like. Like 36 hours.
And how long did she live after you were holding her?
So you fucking...
I came in...
You saved her. So you saved another Brown.
Maybe. I don't know.
Wow.
But yeah, it was pretty traumatizing.
How long after did she die?
I can't remember. I'm so sorry.
So this is like we're getting down with Brown early on in the podcast.
Anyway, we're talking about a nightmare. It was not at my grandma's house. Yeah. But yeah, that was traumatizing. I can't wait for you to find a dead family member.
Come on.
I already did a budgie. His name is Duck.
What?
My budgie. Three budgies as a kid.
Oh, a budgie?
Yeah, three.
Oh, you fucking.
It's like that adds up to losing like a grandma.
Oh, you fucking pussy. Oh, it's three like budgies died.
One each time.
Or again, like you six like budgies.
Six budgies.
So I had
half a grandma.
You're like a special needs kid. I had three budgies die.
Yeah, their name was Duck. Duck one, duck two, duck three.
All right. Anyway, so nightmare. So I was here at the Brownery. And I had my girlfriend and we were sitting on the couch together and mysteriously the couch was like double the length. So she was way down the other corner and I was just sitting there and I had a blanket on and suddenly I realized there was a possum crawling up the blanket trying to come to my face and I felt like he was going to attack and I've like put my hands out and held onto it and just to keep it there and it was trying to force its way up and I was stuck and I leant over and I looked at Jenna. I was like, I need some help. Like there's a possum and he's going to fucking bite my face. And it was just all its strength was trying to push through the blanket and I was holding it down. It was very painful.
That sounds like what do you call it? Dream? A sleep paralysis dream.
Yeah. No, I've had sleep paralysis. This was a proper dream, but like sleep paralysis, like you're kind of awake.
Yeah. And sleep possum paralysis trying is to take you. Well, there you go. There is.
And she wouldn't
you
help
did
me.
Get a brown dream this week.
My there girlfriend would dream. Not help me. She just sat there and just was like, I can't do anything.
Yeah, well, what was she going to do?
I don't know, but I did tell her about it and I was like a little bit annoyed.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't help me.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's Brown. What else have we got in shit talk?
So well, we had a week off last week.
Yeah, true.
So just a bunch of training and not filming.
You,
and
guys,
just,
you didn't really boring. Have a week off. You had training. You did a podcast.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't feel
refreshed
had a couple
of days
one
off.
Bit.
Yeah, I just like two rounds of golf, which was nice, but then the rest was just life admin.
That sounds shit.
Yeah, man, it was. But anyway, look. It's all for the greater good. Life's hard now, but it's hard now, but it'll become easier later, baby.
Yeah, you just go and enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Enjoy the broken noses and it'll be good.
Yeah, exactly.
The rib.
Woo. Rib.
But we win still. I would take a shattered nose, but we still win. I would take that.
I'd be happy
wow,
with
that's
that.
Brave.
If that was offered to me. Like fucking destroyed, smooshed across my face.
Is there any type of insurance in this thing?
We sign a contract saying that we're not going to sue them if we die.
All right. Well, that's nice to hear. All right. Anyway,
is
we
that
had
insurance?
A good week off.
Is that insurance?
Does that mean that? Is that what you mean? Ooh.
Anyway, now, we've got a jam-packed ep for you guys today, right? We got Jackson R. Dougherty coming on, right? He's coming on for a fucking interview. We got prank calls. We've got Bamboozled is back because it was meant to be back last week, but James was on holiday, so Bamboozled is back this week instead of our fussy little boys. And what else is there? We got trauma trivia.
We might try and, you know, not abuse, but call up Emily and just double-check what's going on with her and Bailey, of course.
Yeah, yeah,
and then. Yeah, you guys have sent in some stories as well.
Matt's chewing gum.
We got sent some hectic shit, hey. A lot of people are doing lots of sprays. It's just all
shit sprays.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You got to show me some of these. I'm curious.
Yeah, it's more just the photo evidence.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But is there some like wow or not better than what we've done?
Better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
Remember the ones at Pepperina?
Oh, it was better than nothing.
Do you remember the ones at Pepperina Place that was sprayed? The entire bowl was just caked with shit.
Yeah, I never used the toilet at yours.
Got a cleaner over to do a Bond clean, and the toilet was that fucked. And the cleaner got there and goes, nah, I'm not doing this, and left.
That would have contributed, definitely.
Dude, that would have been the fucking like nail in the coffin scene. it's like so disrespectful that you're getting someone into.
It wasn't just my toilet. Like, everyone used it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we weren't thinking, fucking yours.
We weren't thinking like, oh, someone's going to see this and be offended. We just
desensitized
to it. No, I try and clean it.
Yeah, yeah. Ever since you're hired employees, since we got Ryan calming down.
Yeah, but when it's yours, you can do what you want because you own it. And yeah, so
you're not thinking of other people. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, but guys, it was a toilet for you to use. If you didn't want to use toilet, you can just go outside.
It just shows how much of a piece of shit you are.
Do a shit wherever you want. Do a shit.
Yeah, do a shit anywhere, but clean it.
No, do a shit otherwhere.
Yeah, but clean it.
Yeah, other places.
And clean it.
No, not your place.
Clean it.
Not when it's yours.
We're getting sidetracked.
I had a memory the other day, and I need to fill in the details. Well, me and James were talking about, went out for dinner, and we were talking about how we used to, like, when one of us brought a girl home, how the others would, like, be just fucking weird. Mm-hmm. Remember how we did the bringing the poo out, you know, playing porn really loudly, the song
that's right.
She's just a hole as loud. And I was thinking, is there a time where me and Henry would, to you, if you were talking to a girl at, like, outside of a bar, throw mulch at you? Or her?
I don't remember.
Do you remember that?
I can honestly see like Henry doing that.
Not putting mulch in your shirt so you're just full dirty as fuck just as you're talking to a girl.
I don't know. I don't have memories of that.
I honestly could see that you doing that and feeding off each other.
I have a vague memory.
I remember you. I remember
you'd
him talking.
You'd have to leave. You'd have to walk away.
Yeah,
from
I remember him talking to girls and you would say, he hasn't showered in 3 days. And I was like, whoa. Because it's kind of true.
A bath with mulch, apparently.
God damn.
Yeah, fuck, that was some good times.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's fucking get on with these sponsors, you dogs.
Sorry.
Hey, sit down and have a look at yourself. Oh, man, it's hard. It's hard to fire up at you guys every week. I'm going to be honest, all right?
Let's come from like a mother standpoint.
Look, that's what's happening right now. I'm sick of getting mad. I'm just disappointed now.
Let's put our arms around
them.
No,
can't because there's too much fucking hair all over your shoulders.
Pull them to their bosoms.
No, I'm not touching them until they've used Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com/ use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20 for 20% off. They have all of these razors and shavers and shit that are going to fucking blow your fucking mind.
It'll change your life.
Far open, bro, that you don't even know what you're missing out on yet, man.
Pretty much smoothness is what you're missing out on.
It shouldn't take for me to sit here and lecture you every week. I'm sorry, but you're better than that. Like, you should grow up and start grooming yourself. You're a fucking adult, aren't you? You want to be loved? How you do anything is how you do everything. And if you let yourself go to shit, well, guess what, mate? Your whole life's going to shit. So look after yourself, and then that's a win. And then you look after your work, and you look after your poor old nan who's trembling on the floor.
Stroke.
It was traumatizing.
At the
also
end of the day,
for women.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it makes you better.
And maybe just buy four of them.
Well,
throw three in the bin.
Listen, I'm
stimulating
the
economy.
Marty's trying to change you for the better. I am saying if you want to support the boys, buy four. Team.
Yeah. Yeah. You could do it four. And then sell them at full price.
And then sell them, yes. Make or 20%. Give them at a discount.
You could do that too. Yeah. And it's also for women who are, quite hairy.
Cut that, Connor. But yeah, so make sure you shave
tits. Yeah. Always shave tits. if chicks had hair on their tits, the population would come to a standstill.
Check for it and shave it.
Holy shit, it probably would.
Bro, no one's sucking on hairy tits.
It'll be the Great Depression again.
Whoa. Anyway, all right. And of course, the magical powder that is changing lives all over the world. It is huge now. AG1. Okay, formerly Athletic Greens, 75 vital nutrients and minerals that your body needs that you're not giving it. You selfish fucking pig. You dare deplete your body of nutrients?
You're dirt.
Get AG1. Get on the subscription. It's a daily powder and fill the void in your body and then fill the void in your soul. You fucking pigs.
Move to an island.
Selfish pigs move to an island. Move to an island and
stay alone.
Start a fire and fucking have sex with animals. Have sex with dead animals.
AG1.
Yes. Have sex with dead animals. AG1.
This is a win-win. This is a win-win. Like, you will be healthy, but you will support the boys.
Yeah.
So this one should be a no-brainer.
Yeah. So go to the link in our description, please. Check out AG1 and learn about all the health benefits. And, of course, we have our subscription website where we post weekly videos, which you will actually support us. And right now, holy fuck, we've started our $50,000 giveaway. Okay, so any member who's listening, you are automatically in the running. Regular members, you get one entry. Premium members, you get 12 entries.
Oh my God.
We're going to announce the winner on the 31st of May, and we're going to fucking personally call and contact someone and give them $50,000. What would you do with $50,000, Matt? You'd lose it within 3 months. You'd be worse off, cunt. You could invest it. You could buy a new car. You could buy a fucking house. 50 grand is life-changing unless you're Matt Brown. I can't win
it. You could probably get a good year's worth of meth out of that.
I can't win it.
You could do meth every single hour for 50K.
Don't tempt me. I can't win it. So there's no point in me signing up
for a year.
I would sign. That is the best chance you have of winning money ever compared to all the other lottery things you've.
Well, that's what I mean.
This is the best odds you'd ever have.
We don't have like millions of fucking members. Like, we're not a big giveaway company.
They got 400.
So your odds of winning are a lot higher than they would be anywhere else. But anyway, all you got to do is sign up. Even if you're on the free trial, okay, the 21-day free trial, you're in the running.
I wish I knew the percentage of what their odds would be of winning.
We could probably work it out.
Yeah, but
that could be cool.
It's probably like 50%.
Yeah, you probably have a 50% shot of winning.
I think. Because it's 50,000. So you think that would kind of match the percentage.
It's like 50-50.
Yeah. $50,000. We're giving it to someone. We're broke again. Please like, comment, subscribe as a thank you. Please. Because we're broke again now. And
it's hard to get ahead when you give away your profits.
Well, your money! You're giving it away. You don't have any left.
You don't give me any. Stop yelling at me.
It's like you put business into the business of the business.
And then we go home and we come open our pockets like this. And our wife say, why are you all bruised? Why don't you have money for it? And we say, we gave it to someone. We don't eat this week, baby. I gave it away. But cheers, all the website members. Fucking thank you for the support. You guys keep everything rolling and we fucking love you for it, man. I would fucking want everyone in this room. All of them in the room.
For a big 3-day raid.
Oh, man, that'd
be
hectic.
All we can have is pingers and sweps.
And no water.
All right, let's move on, eh?
Bong break.
Let's have a bong break. We'll be right back.
You've got one Broncos sock on, brother. That's sick ass, hey. That's so sick.
And we're fucking back.
I was watching that.
I saw that too.
Made me want to hit many people.
The Broncos dancing.
Did you see it?
Yeah, they shouldn't do
on
that.
On TV, yeah.
I agree with you. They should not do that. Man.
What happened?
So funny. Okay. Every time the Broncos score a try, they go, and like do this dance.
Everyone in the crowd.
it what? Makes you want to bash randoms. Dude, it fucks you up.
What, like, the fans or the actual players are doing that?
No, Michael went to the game. Michael went to the game to support the local footy team, and he saw it firsthand. He fucking went there, had a few beers with his
missus. I was hanging out with fam, and let me tell you.
Went to the fucking footy on a Friday night. And it was a good time.
I really thoroughly enjoyed it.
Because I noticed a lot of... Do you notice a lot of sporting teams around the world are really having these famous moments for their teams? And I feel like they're trying to make that happen in Australia.
Yeah, well, it worked with the fins up thing because everyone did that. Yeah,
and it's terrible, but it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's,
what should we do for us?
Oh, man, I reckon just do a shit.
Whenever something good happens in our lives, we'll do a shit.
Straight away, just drop them and shit wherever you are.
Celebratory shit.
I don't condone it.
No.
You wouldn't want too many bloody good things happening in a bloody row, can you? You'd be fucking shitting all over the joint, brother.
Anyway, James is here.
Bam
James
boozle, is here. Baby.
How was your weekend?
You got to hit it.
What'd you do?
Oh, yeah, I went for the 88-kilometre bike ride.
Oh, yeah.
Man, such a beautiful first 70 kilometres, and then I wanted to hurt myself.
Dude, you should have vlogged that. It would have been a great vlog to watch.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't have.
I'd watch that.
I would have put the camera away and just focused on surviving. Man, the last 15 Ks, I don't know if I've told you this, Michael, but I ended up at a funeral.
Oh my God.
I stopped and was like resting, and this guy came up to me and was like, "Are you okay, man?" Because I looked like I was dying. Like I had to had my hands on my knees and yeah, it turns out they were at a funeral, and I was like begging them to drive me to the next town because I didn't think I was going to make it. And he ended up giving me food and offering me beer. I took the food. I didn't take the beer because I was scared about surviving. Genuinely scared.
Wow.
Man. It was so fun though. But man, the last 15 Ks was hard.
Yeah, the last bit
work.
Doesn't sound good. Yeah,
that sounds like a long way, man. Fucking hell.
It is in a day when the first 44 kilometers is rock and grass.
And uphill too.
Yeah.
Uphill is the worst because you can't ever relax.
Dude. Yeah, it was heavy. But I think you would have liked it. It was just the end. You really had to get full goggins.
I don't
goggins
know if I would have liked
through.
That, man. That sounds too much.
It has to be downhill. Like, yeah. I could not do any, as you said, like as soon as you stop, your bike comes to a
stop. There's a tour in Alaska. They drive you to the top of this massive mountain with a mountain bike and you just ride down. You don't have to pedal once.
Oh,
I will do it.
That would be
whole
nice.
Whole way down the mountain.
We'll we should do an hour of disable the brakes.
Oh, cool.
Disable the brakes and then see.
That's the video.
But just for one of us.
Oh my God.
Just
dude.
So we'll do a bamboozle.
Just going around fucking 200 Ks an hour.
That's such a good bamboozle.
It's a bamboozle.
Bike doesn't have brakes.
Bike tour rule.
Oh, we could do that here.
Dude, that's not a bad idea.
It actually is a pretty good idea.
Well, you should have bamboozled on the
we'll get a bike track. Yeah. And then we'll just do that next week for bamboozle.
And we'll build a mountain to go down.
Yeah. Just in here, though.
I've got to get to work. That's a big job.
All right, so what do we have this week?
Do you want to press the button?
No.
Oh,
not me.
Yeah.
No, not again.
Yeah.
Please. I'm so confused. I can't see.
You've been bamboozled, bitch!
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, check it.
I say you've been bamboozled, bitch!
Not me, not me, not me.
That was the song. That's what the song does.
Damn it, I fixed this microphone. Now it's busted again.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
Anyway, I'm just going to hold this.
Oh, damn.
Connor, spin the tape, Connor.
Another week of bamboozled. This time, we are going to make deep heat. So I'm going to cut off three chunks of this. Two are going to have this mild mint toothpaste. The last one will be with this extra strength deep heat. This is the same stuff that the boys put in their balls and the Which Gender Has the Highest Pain Threshold video. And anyone who watched that on the website, they literally said it's one of the most painful things they ever did.
Oh! We fucked up bad.
Does it get better?
Water does nothing! Fuck!
That's a 10.
You have to mix that. Toothpaste, deep heat. Bamboozled, baby.
All right, so now that everyone else knows and you guys don't.
See? And what it
ooh,
is
it is
sick.
The deep heat lipstick.
Oh.
So
man.
Two of them have some of Matt Brown's cool, fresh, fluoride-free toothpaste mixed into some zinc that's meant for your lips anyway. Okay. The other one has extra strength deep heat.
Wow. Dude, you're creative with these.
Yeah, I thought Luke helped me with this one.
I think you're a fucking bully.
Yeah, I suppose. So, Michael, you lost last time, so you get to choose first, but you don't get to smell because the smell's obvious. Matt has a massive advantage right now.
No, I've got a bad nose. So.
No, he doesn't.
I want that one over there. No. I want this one here.
Just say okay, one.
You want
one,
number two?
Two or three?
Yeah, I've done. I've done a little helpful.
What
do you want? Chart.
What number?
Quick.
I want two.
Okay, you have to stick with two now.
Oh,
Marty, hang on. Who came? Oh, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, we
paper rock or some
paper
shit.
Rock. Scissors, paper, rock. I will choose next, and I will choose number one.
And Matt, that leaves you with three.
Yeah, fuck, three does look
all right.
Fucked.
So don't fuck around here. Big scoop of the finger and apply it on the lips.
Okay.
So two have, no, one has.
And then how long do we wait? Do we have to leave it on for like 30 seconds, hey? Because it'll start to burn.
I mean, you just leave it
on.
You
got to leave it
on
and act like you don't have it.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right. I guess Michael starts, eh? Really scoop it.
You really got to press down hard.
All right, now apply it to your lip, and I also want a little bit on the mucous membrane, which is the softer part inside your lip. We might as well go for this.
Dude, you're being crazy, baby.
Did you put it on?
Okay, I will now, soon.
Three, two, one. And now you watch each other. You all look quite nice.
It's Michael for sure.
Do you reckon?
Look at him.
It takes a second for it to start working.
Yeah, it's always slow.
Maybe we don't choose straight away. Because you know, I think it gets worse after sort of 30 to 40 seconds.
It does get a lot maybe worse. Maybe we just chat away.
I reckon they'd be struggling now.
Maybe we just chat away.
I don't think maybe we let's one and we try and pick the winner.
Okay.
So we can...
3, 2, 1?
Yeah. You guys look so cute. You're all being sun safe.
Thick... cock.
Wow.
Do you know
brave.
Who it is?
I do. I do know who it is. Yeah. So it's interesting, isn't it?
The power of knowledge.
The power.
The power of the mind.
I feel like I know right when now. Michael's in pain. I think it might be Matt.
Never.
All right. You ready for a
I
point?
I think it's him. Look at how much he's struggling to smile.
Right. Marty looks cute with lips like that. I kind of wish it was like that all the time.
Look at him struggle to smile.
3, 2, 1.
Michael! Cool.
Why'd you pick yourself?
Because I think it's me.
It's not you.
It's not you. It's me. I'm fucking struggling.
Oh, true.
Matt was so strong.
I thought it was me. Well, brave. I thought
it was Matt, but then he convinced me that it was he when he said it's me. I was like, oh, he doesn't have it.
Well,
so
Matt
I was
being
like,
full
it must
for
be
Michael.
So brave.
That
hey.
Was some good brain shit there, Matt. Well done.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he was able to take it.
Yeah, no, it was not good.
Good act, brave.
I kept chewing. Did you notice I just kept chewing the whole time?
Man.
You've made a problem for yourself now, though, because it's
am
proved
I to
me
pick
if,
myself?
It's not, if it's not, like, horrifically painful, it's it was a bit shit.
It was a bit painful, yeah. But
so I'm going to, like,
doable.
Really up the ante now.
Oh,
I have to.
That's a
good
shame.
One, Matt, you fucking idiot.
I'm
now
in
we're
pain
all fucked.
Still.
No, we need screaming. We need crying. We need like hospital thoughts.
I'm gonna give you a deep heat is painful on like genitals and things like that.
That's not lips.
Yeah, I would have thought
it was painful, sure. But
I
like
I thought I had it on me.
I just kept.
Really?
I smelt my and I was like, it smelled like a little bit like deep heat.
Oh, as soon as I wiped it, I was like, fuck, I'm fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, that's brave.
But maybe the confusion is the
bonsai.
Yeah.
The bonsai.
Yeah, no, the bonsai. Yeah,
bonsai fucking did it.
Bitch.
Oh, it's sad. Well, that was a bit of a fail.
The bonsai tree.
That's what it's all about. We're not meant to react, and that's what happened.
Right? James gets hit.
Yeah.
No, never do. We don't do that to
next,
James.
Next week, it's going to have to be really, really intense.
Well, luckily,
yeah,
next week is Fussy Little Boys, so let's really up the ante there. Yeah, really up
Thank
the ante.
Thank you to the people who have been sending me ideas, because there is some fucking bangers coming through.
If you have any ideas and want to help James out, just message him on Instagram at itsjameslee_. And give him some ideas. Let's see us in some real pain. I really want something so dangerous that we might go to hospital.
Yeah, that's it's a shame. I like that. Oh, so Matt's had to go back to the bathroom because it's that painful. So it's fully disrupted the day. It's linger.
It's uncomfortable.
So, yeah. Wow. So therefore, it's success.
You made it. Why did you pick your number?
I don't know. I felt just
I went because I always try and think. The three was the most spread out. Yeah, the most mixed.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, that's why
I went in between because mine was the second pile. So I was like, he's either gone one extreme small pile or one extreme big pile is the one with the declining.
The deep heat was quite watery, so that was my issue. I had to like mix the a bit of water
is
in.
Is that
the
why
two
you got
and
toothpaste
one.
Involved?
Yeah.
Mix it up,
well, originally I had like the a lip balm stuff, but it wasn't the same color as deep heat.
Yeah,
that was freshman.
That's it's so just fun. It's just now it's just like a constant like coldish yet
bonsai
burn.
Yeah, bonsai.
Very good, bonsai.
Kiss yourself on the balls.
Demonetized.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's age restriction and everything, Brown. Anyway, let's do some trauma trivia. Hit it, Brown.
You have all the questions, and we have
that's
all
blue
the
tack.
Answers.
Hey, check me that back.
That's chewing blue tack.
He's stealing resources from work.
That's the blue tack from the whiteboard.
It's you have all the questions,
and he's fucking chewing it.
What are we doing?
You have
trauma trivia. Oh,
sorry.
You have
trauma trivia. Trauma
trivia.
Bonsai.
That might be my favorite jingle, actually.
That one's low effort.
Yeah, we really so sped that one up. We got that done in 30 seconds.
Trauma trivia. Trauma trivia.
Yeah, it's very nice.
It sounds like trauma.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's yeah. Fully fucking exactly what it is.
Is it a good punishment this week?
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
So this is a segment where Matt's going to ask Michael and I some questions. If we'll get the question wrong, then we get hurt, physically hurt. If we both get it wrong, we both get physically hurt.
Oh,
this is a long, outdrawn fucking one.
It's just not
struggle.
It's like the pain hasn't increased. It's just lengthy and
linger. Yeah.
Now that makes sense.
This could work out to be fucking annoying.
I thought about putting it on your balls, but then I thought demonetized straight away.
Yeah, and man, that is horrifically.
And my balls are huge. I would have done it.
It really hurts.
Sorry.
A lot of nerve endings in your balls. Nearly all of them.
Really?
Yeah. Marty, would you like to pick one from the thing?
I'm picking a fucking thing out of a hat, everyone.
What have you got? What have you got?
Strange deaths.
Strange death. Oh, I've been waiting for this one. Okay. All right, everyone's going to learn something and we're going to see some pain. It's going to be a fucking good time.
Okay.
Let me just get
so
to
into
let's
this.
Get it.
Here we go.
Let me just get to the fucking
strange
one.
Strange death.
Is this how you conduct your... Is this the energy you have when you conduct your meetings at work?
Oh,
I would really like that.
I don't know. I should bring it.
Dress like that.
I should bring it.
I would love if you went into work like that, man.
I will. I promise you, if I resign, I will go in dressed like this. I'll shake on it.
Can we come?
Right. Yeah. Oh, you guys can come. They'll kick you out straight away. But
Well, they have security at Wholesome.
Yeah.
They have a security guard.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But not a big security guard.
No. It would be like the security guard at our live show. Yeah, so they're just weak and quick.
Have you ever flirted with him?
No.
Okay.
So we can just go and say, oh, no, we'll wait for you to call the police and just follow you around.
No, they'll just go, Matt, we'd like you to get your friends to remove themselves from the building.
Please.
As they are not employees and they're not signed in. And then I'll try and sign you in and I'll say no.
Have you ever had a confrontation with him?
No. Oh, okay. No. Anyway, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number one. While asleep one night, a Brazilian man died after a 3,000-pound cow fell through his roof and squashed him.
Whoa.
The cow had escaped from a nearby farm and walked onto the man's roof because the land was just above it and it could walk straight on.
I understand.
What year did this happen?
Oh, Fuck you.
This allows both of you a big chance to win.
Since whoever gets the closest date.
If somebody guesses it right, I will take the hit.
What temperature was it that day or something? Yeah. It has nothing to do with the fucking
Like
cow.
I said, you're learning and there's pain.
All right. What is the punishment?
Chinese arm burns.
The year was 1945.
Everyone has different names. We used to go Chinese burn, where you rub your arm like
he
that.
He said 1945. I'm going to say 1946.
Fuck. Okay.
Smart Marty's won it.
All right. The answer is 1771.
Oh,
you dicks.
Oh, my gosh.
I like to have a little tickle on little tickle on Michael when he's bending over in uncomfortable positions.
No! Have you seen, there's been quite a few comments about you putting your finger in Michael's mouth. People fucking love that. So please make the people happy and keep doing it.
I do that to Mon as well. She gets so annoyed. As soon as anyone yawns, I fucking just shove my finger in and they get so annoyed. Yeah, don't! Because it's like, it stops them in mid-yawn.
The yawn.
It completely ruins it.
I do it to Jen, you get the worst looks. Like,
don't! Yeah, I'm going to burn you now.
Oh, yeah,
he's shit. Super annoyed. Come on, Michael.
Give us some pain!
He ripped my skin. He's not strong enough.
Twist,
strong enough. Michael, you're in deep problems with this.
How did Michael get hurt in that?
Dude, I've got a sore thumb joint.
Do you need James to substitute in?
Oh, no. That'll be so much more painful.
James.
Actually, yeah.
What if James rips my skin?
His wrist off.
He degloves my forearm.
Oh, I don't want to do it. I don't like doing the pain. You have to do it yourselves.
I can do it too if you want.
Matt's got
Do you want me to do it now?
No, next question. Okay, next question. Okay. Thank you, Brown.
All right, next one. Does everyone know who Harry Houdini was?
Hell yeah.
Magician?
Okay, magician, yeah.
Escapee, man.
He's an escape artist. So he's a famous American escape artist. He was performing a stunt and was punched in the stomach by an amateur boxer. But he was not ready for the punch. So he said he would do it, but he was standing there and he wasn't ready for it. And he got punched in the stomach. And this has caused his appendicitis, and it bursted and it killed him.
Holy shit, is that Thank how he you. Died?
And that's how he died.
So I could have died that
So
day
you
too.
Guys could have possibly died from those punching in the stomach if you weren't ready for it.
Wow.
What year did he die?
Oh, for
what year was he
sake.
Dead?
No, you can work this one out.
It's Harry Houdini.
Very famous.
No. Yes.
I don't Very have a good famous. Guess at this.
I don't know who, I don't know who this man is.
He's an escape artist.
Three, two, one. 1938.
1969. Wow,
I think
1926. Sorry, Marty, you've lost.
I was going to say, wow. Anyway.
Remember,
fucking
if you get it right.
Magician shit.
If you get it right, I cop
idiot.
The punishment.
You get to, I can't fucking turn his. It's too hard on his thick German skin.
Yeah, that hurts a lot more than Michael's.
Ooh.
Big, like strong brown hands.
That was like a 6 out of 10.
That's enjoyable. It takes me back to school.
Yeah. It's the shittest fucking Chinese words, like we're in bloody high school again, cunt.
Yeah, wow. I can't even fucking do them.
Question number 333. Basil Brown, a famous relative of mine.
Fuck's sake. What year was it?
Shut up. He was a fool. Well, I can't. You guys don't know anything, so I have to give you guys chances.
So happy, mate, year
you guys don't
know
shit.
Two volumes to Kill Bill.
Indeed.
Okay.
All right. He was a 48-year-old health food enthusiast.
Who was?
And you guys love him. Basil Brown, my fucking relative.
Yeah.
Right? And he died after drinking 4 liters of carrot juice.
What year?
It caused extreme psoriasis of the liver, and he died from drinking
what
large amounts of
it?
Carrot juice. What year was it?
Is that the question?
You
what
should
fucking
have said
year
fucking
Bon Soy or whatever
dude,
the fucking
said,
word is.
You should have said how many liters did he drink and you shouldn't have told us that. That would have been interesting.
This is all year based.
Oh, no, that's fuck Clayton.
Not all of them.
Michael's page is messy. Dude, you know something I used to, that reminds me, I used to do in fucking high school when they would hand, they'd hand a bunch of the working sheets to the first kid. You'd take one and pass it on. Whenever it got to me, I would scrunch many of them up and then pass them on. So everyone else's looked so shit when they got them all scrunched up and shit. Oh, fuck, it used to make me laugh. And everyone would go, for fuck's sake, scrunch their work up. And then they'd look like a complete slobs by the end of that because it's all crinkled and shit.
That's a good teacher would rage. Did you Tales of Bethlehem, the story you told me the other night?
Yeah, he you don't really have a memory of that, hey?
Really?
I feel like it only happened like maybe three or
four
times.
So you saw me getting mulch smashed in my
shirt.
I
didn't see it, but Marty told me about it the other night.
We need to ask Henry because I feel like Henry will remember.
Yeah.
I don't know if Henry will remember.
Henry won't remember that. He'd enjoy hearing about it still.
I think it was a little thing for a little while, and you'd get fucking like annoyed and have to walk away from us because we'd just be throwing mulch at you. Like at the very end of the night, where you're talking to a girl.
It's mulch.
Oh man,
how did you have mulch?
There's always mulch around.
Classic fucking Henry. I've got my answer.
Year again? What is it? Something about
carrot
brown.
Juice drinking health man.
BB brown.
That's how rough this is. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. 1955. 1991. Here.
It's 1974.
Oh, maths.
I'm 17 years away.
Oh, you win, you bastard. Yes. I was so close. I was going to say 1960. Oh, yes. I didn't. I just, my only brain was going, oh, maybe they weren't juices then.
I'm going to do this like pretty hard. Eh? My grip strength
are
is
you right on your own? You
Now you scared me about degloving.
Yeah, it could twist. Can you picture it? It rips the skin and then pull it off.
Twist
your
one
arm.
One way, one the other.
Yeah. Tear the skin.
That's bullshit.
Degloves
it. Yeah, that's why it was a bully thing to do at school.
I have to pull hard to get
James used to do this to kids in primary school.
Oh, fuck off.
When he was a teacher.
Oh, yeah, wait. Stop me!
Stop me. It's just a little thing that causes so much pain.
It's a strange one, isn't it?
Oh.
You bastard.
Oh. Hey, I'm all hot. I'm all hot and bothered now.
Stretched.
Okay.
All right, question number four. The famous mathematician Kurt Gödel was also famous for being a picky eater. He was a fussy little boy, Michael.
What year was it?
He suffered from extreme paranoia, and when Curtis's wife went to hospital...
Where the fuck do you find these fucking stories, dude?
Shut up. When Curtis went to hospital, he would end up dying because he would only eat food that was prepared by his wife, and his wife went to hospital, and so he died because he refused to eat.
He starved to death.
And he starved to death.
What year did he die? Fucking hell, man.
It was... Should I give him hints?
No. Let's change the name of this segment to what year was it?
Too good.
All right.
Michael's got a number written down.
Oh, shit.
Super-sized-logged.
Holy shit. You guys were so close.
He
was
saw
almost
my 1973 and he wrote 1974. That hurts.
Yeah, it's going to hurt even more because it's 1978.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought, back when
they'd eat anything.
Traditional values when the wife would always cook for the man. I was like, oh, when was that? That was my thinking anyway.
Fuck it. Just do it. Oh, no. Don't hold back this time, mate. I could say you held back a bit last time.
What do you mean?
Really
he held
rip
back.
Into him.
Just saying.
He fucked That's me better. Up.
What's Come Chinese on. Burn
Wrap
in German?
Those fingers around.
Fuck! Oh, imagine if it ripped, eh?
Oh, my God. Oh. It's so good.
Wow, you've gone a different color a bit. It's a bit pale.
So hot and bothered now.
Yeah. At least your lips look really nice.
All right. Warm. It's fucking too all. This is great.
Shit, okay.
All right.
Fucking sneaky deaky.
Don't!
Okay. Last question. A radio station held a contest to win a Nintendo Wii. It helps you with your thing.
Okay. I've already written my answer.
Nintendo Wii, Marty.
Oh, shit.
The contest involved drinking increasingly large quantities of water without urinating. And this led to the death of a 28-year-old woman named Jen Fur. Who died of water intoxication? What year does this happen? So remember, it's a radio station and they're winning a Nintendo Wii.
I've actually heard about this story. Pardon?
I think I know what I'd guess.
You ready to reveal?
wait, I'm
what
changing.
Would you go brown?
I've got it.
Hey.
Actually, don't say it till they reveal.
I can't say it till they reveal. I know the answer.
Oh, yeah, of course you do.
My guess.
Fuck you. All right. Scissors, paper, rock. 2009.
Oh, I would have gone what Marty
said. Oh, my God.
Did you see mine?
Oh, really? One of them's right, aren't they?
No, it came so close to being right, and I nearly had to cop the punishment. But it is 2007, oh, Michael. You have lost
how
the day.
The hell do you that is so.
James can verify if you don't believe me.
That's so sad.
Martin, you may give him the last punishment of the day.
Fuck him up, Marty.
Give him power.
Get him, Marty.
Get him.
Get him.
Ah, fuck off.
Oh, dude. Makes me so tired. Oh, I'm so tired.
Oh, well done, Martin, winning the day.
That feels great. That feels great.
Oh. What year?
What year was it?
What year was it?
All right, everyone, we are running a little low on time, and also Jackson's interview is coming up. So we are going to skip the ring in with your rings. But if you want to send us texts, videos, voicemails, anything, call us on 0466602303. We've got WhatsApp as well. So send us your shit and we will read and play some of your stories and shit next week. And we always look at all, Michael has to go through and look at all of the pictures you send every week. So keep the pictures of the shit splatter coming, please.
And short stories are the best.
Oh, let's quickly call Emily. You're right, Michael.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Call her a hound.
The person you are calling is not available.
Calling her a hound?
Please leave a short message it. And it will be sent as an audio message.
Hound.
That's beautiful.
She's a bit scared of us.
Oh,
what do they mean? It's like silence and then we're calling her a hound.
It's all Michael, Emily. He's obsessed.
Hound is such a lovely word. I sort of would like that.
Yeah, well, it's kind of you called her a dog.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a bit rude.
All right, so next week we'll get on to that. Bailey will be calling you to make sure that you're still not with Emily, as well as a story from you. And there was some great stories sent in, so thank you. They'll be played next week.
What are you guys doing on Wednesday night for State of Origin?
Well, Michael, we'll be watching One Tree Hill.
One Tree Hill is a great show. Chad Michael Murray, I had many wanks to him.
Oh, my God.
Did you watch it?
Hayden's hot too.
Who?
Sorry.
Do we have Jackson's PlayStation 2, by the way?
Yeah, you guys have my PS2. It's been here for a long time.
Do you know where that is?
Yeah, we fully. It's some. No.
I think it's the pink one.
It's gone.
Really?
I think we got some of it.
It's definitely.
That's right. I'll just buy it.
It's around. It's
around. Be anything other than what I've been trying to
copyright.
We should just watch that today. We should set it up and you guys watch our reaction to the first season of One Tree Hill.
Okay. That does sound like a
we haven't seen Jackson for like 7 months.
What camera do you want me to look at? Well, phone.
All of them at the same time.
All of my eyes. Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure and an honor to be back. This is my third favorite podcast in the world, so I'm not like really happy to be here, but I'm very happy.
Yeah, he's smiling. He was fucking smiling when you came in. Hey.
I've not seen you guys in like 7 months, so I was very excited.
It doesn't feel like that.
It feels like it's just yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a plug?
This is mine, and it's an Ampol in Australia. Focused caffeinated gum. That's all I have to do.
And it's doing really well.
It's
now,
delicious.
Isn't it?
It's selling very well in the petrol stations. Online sales have been pretty decent.
Is it just Australia?
Just Australia at the moment in petrol stations. We're just about to sign with BP and I think Shell.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's pretty cool. That's going on. Very good for tradies and truck drivers.
Yeah, well, it's so much easier than drinking coffee.
If you don't have any meth left,
and that's
have fucking 10 packets of that and you'd be fucking gone, cunt.
It's like, yeah, focus is sort of like meth.
And it's very good for tradies.
That should be their new tagline. Focus, it's sort of like meth.
Well, for a packet, you can get very, you can get very close. It's very close feeling.
So where the fuck have you been? Dude, you left and then you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to this place. And then we start seeing your Instagram stories and you're suddenly with Drickus.
You became a UFC fighter.
Star. So how the fuck does that happen? You that always happens to you. You end up hanging out with some fucking mega famous person.
Man, it's been a very, very wild 12 months, let alone the last few months. Like I've probably spent the last eight months of the last 12 months overseas, I'd say. I went overseas around August last year. It was like Dubai. Then I went to Paris quickly. Mexico, America, back to Dubai. I came back to Australia. Was only here for a few weeks and I didn't get to see you guys. I wasn't home for very long. I saw Matt, but I didn't get to see you boys. And then I was instantly back on the road again, and I went to Canada on last minute notice. In January, I went to Canada. My friend SD called me and he said, my visa for Canada got approved because South Africans have a hard time, not a hard time leaving the country, but they have to apply for a visa anywhere they pretty much need to go. They have to go to the embassy, do interviews, all this crazy shit just to get approved to like leave. It's just because their passport, I know that like we Australians, we're pretty spoiled. Like our passport's really easy to go most places in the
really?
World.
Really? So they can't even leave if they wanted to really quickly.
There's certain countries, like they can go to some places in Europe and like, you know, places like Mauritius. And I think there's certain areas they can, but I'm not extremely educated on the whole thing. But I know some countries' passports are a lot more strict on others and stuff. So he called me and he said, do you want to come to the UFC? The UFC for Dricus's fight against Sean Strickland was always an option. I was either going to Dubai back to there to set up a few things, or I was going to go to Canada, but I was waiting to hear if he got his visa. He got his visa, called me and said, cool, I got my visa. Do you want to come? And I had like 2 days notice.
But how'd you meet this guy?
So I met SD. He's my little short garden gnome friend. I met him and another boy called Rano. They're both fucking legends. Two South African boys. I met them in Dubai, August last year through a friend called Dr. Chris. There's a lot of,
And then they just go, oh, yeah, we're mates with Drickus.
Yeah, my friend Dr. Chris, who owns the stem cell companies, he did a bit of work on my shoulder to try to get my shoulder fixed when I tore it. He just said, I've got these mates from South Africa. You have to meet them. They're fucking crazy. They're funny. One of them plays professional rugby in France, but he's from SA. And the other one's like a pro boxer. He's friends with Drickus, all these boys.
Did you try to kiss them?
We all kissed so many times.
Really?
So many
times. With tongue or?
No like, tongue, but just when we're in.
Sucker, like passion,
so they just, do the gay jokes as well.
Dude, okay. Just pecs.
We were in Iceland and we just kept walking up to random like big tough looking people and we'd just kiss on the lips and look at them and call them gay.
Oh my God.
We were doing it everywhere. Me and SD were just kissing the lips and go, you guys are gay.
That's straight sexual assault.
Oh man.
No, we're not kissing the randoms.
No, they're kissing
we kiss each other in front of people and call them gay for watching.
Imagine walking up to a stranger, kissing him on the lips, going, you're gay.
It's been fucking
so yeah,
the wildest couple of months.
It's been a bender, basically.
Yeah, well, we weren't really ripping into any drugs or anything, surprisingly enough. These boys weren't really in, they don't really do that stuff. You know, it just depends the crowds you're around. Some of my friends like it, some don't.
Matt?
Matt Brown, meth head. And no, it was just a lot of booze, a lot of beer, a lot of tequila, just drinking. And like Canada started off, I got there and it was fucking minus like 15. It was the coldest I've ever felt. And we stayed at an Airbnb. I met all these guys' friends. They're all fucking legends, very welcoming, friendly, funny, good sense of humor, just like all of us boys. And we just, and then we went down to the Fighters Hotel where Drickus was cutting weight and stuff like that. I met Drickus. He's a really cool guy. And weighed in, went to the fights. We were drinking every day before it for a few days. I got me and all the boys cut off the bar and in Canada at the fights.
What'd you do?
I was just fucking plastered and I was just yelling out the most horrible things.
No.
Yeah, I got us, the police came down and said, if you keep going, you'll be kicked out. I got us cut off the bar because I was hammered. And we went out when Drickus won and it was just a big few days.
What's
after
that like going out with Drickus after he's world champ? What is he like to be? Because you'd be so fucking
happy. Did you dance
happy.
With him?
Fuck yeah, I danced
what did he
with
do
him.
when you first saw him? Was he doing a little fucking happy dance? Yeah. Like, what do you do? How do you behave behind closed doors when you've just won a fucking UFC?
Well, obviously after the fight, you know, especially title fights, they have like on a pay-per-view card, they've got like the post-fight press conference where they've got to go and do like interviews, answer media. And they've got to go through like their medical checks and do all that stuff and get looked at by the doctors. And it's a bit of a process. And, you know, over in America or Canada time, the events don't finish till quite late. So they're not really out of the fucking area till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We linked at about 9 a.m. the next morning.
His eye was for Kleiner.
Yeah, he got jabbed a fucking bunch in the face. But I mean, that's all Strickland did was a jab. And everyone's like, oh, Strickland won. I'm like, it's mixed martial arts. All he did was throw a jab all night. Yes, he landed a lot of jabs, but Drickus walked him down for 5 rounds, took him down a bunch of times. landed head kicks, landed leg kicks, landed elbows, split him open. Okay.
So I'm taking you think Drickus won.
I think Drickus won. It was a close fight. Like, everyone just thinks a close fight is a robbery. It's like, it could have gone either way. But
so he rocks up in the morning. What's the first thing he does?
We rocked up to the hotel and we were downstairs. We just got straight on the beers. Like, I ate maybe two meals in 7 days. All I'd do was drink beer.
I know.
Did he walk around with a belt? Or
he had his belt there in the little hotel bar area.
I'd be scared to, I wouldn't bring that because you'd have to look after it.
But it was dead. It was dead by then. Like, the day after the UFC, everyone had just kind of disappeared. So it was just him, his family, friends, and.
Well, at the hotel.
Yeah, pretty much. All the fighters stayed at that hotel. Even Strickland was at that hotel,
so
you know.
It's like the vibe there.
But there's sections. It's a nice bar and a nice little area and stuff like that. And we just got on the beers and everything was just easy. Like, before you know it, like, I didn't have to think or pay for shit. Like, I'm there. Then next minute I'm walking with the group. We're outside in a big fucking Escalade car and Uber Black. And then we're at the next bar and everything's just free. Rounds of tequilas, beers. I'm around all these guys, people and their crew. They took me in like one of their own, was so friendly.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Dude, it was amazing.
You
should have
like tried to rob them.
I did.
Did you go swimming with him?
Not in Canada, no.
Okay.
It was freezing.
It's a very specific question.
And it was a fucking, then it just got brutal. I thought Canada was hectic. I got a concussion at the end of Canada. And I also burnt a cigar in my friend's forehead and then he smacked my nose and my nose. Oh, it was a crazy trip.
Dude, that would leave a big scar.
Yeah, it did. It was an amazing trip.
Dude, we should do that too.
And
no, not on the forehead.
Wait, how did you get a concussion?
Oh, my friend grabbed my head. It's such a weird way to be concussed. And he went like this, like that once. But he didn't But he didn't throw my head back and let go. He held it and went boom and held it like doom.
Oh,
and instantly my neck went like that. And I was like,
oh my God.
My eyes were a bit rolling. I couldn't like move very well.
Did he know that that's a skill he has to like make you just go to sleep like a chicken?
He was in the middle of fucking you.
Yeah. he was just fucking around. It was an accident. Like, he was just what we're doing. Like, I was watching Drickus just kicks him in the leg out of nowhere all the time. They all fucking wrestle.
I don't know if I would like that. I'd be like, please stop that.
A crazy story from South Africa. We went hunting and like they got a lot of like traditions there when you go like hunting on their farms and stuff. And one of the traditions is when you first shoot your first animal, you have to eat like a testicle or a liver. I think I sent you guys some videos.
This, dude.
And you got to do two blood stripes on your face. But I didn't. They cupped like a liter of blood and doused me. They cut open the stomach, put it as a hat and stuff. And all the shit's running down my back. I ate the testicle and like sperm popped out onto my face. I also ate a piece of the liver. I drank some of the blood. Like,
was it still alive?
No. You know what's fucking great? They got rules. Like if you miss a shot, it's a shot of brandy. Brandy and a beer, so you get fucking hammered. You're getting blind with all these guns and shit.
They shoot
towards each other sometimes when they're fucked. They're crazy fuckers, bro. It's a cool place, though.
If I saw someone do that, I think I would do it too.
My friend Esty, one day he was drunk in the house thing. He was drunk and he grabbed a pistol and just shot it at the wall. And there was people on the other side of the wall.
Whoa.
And he's just lucky he didn't go into someone. It was fucking nuts.
It's so cool. Dude, in a way, it is really good that guns are illegal in Australia because we would have done something dumb.
We would have done so many gun videos, man.
I would have, definitely put it up like in my mouth.
Yeah, take the safety off and shit. Bang, 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 tick, 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 tick. Like, you know that there's exactly three bullets in, so you go, bang, 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 tick, 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 tick.
This is such a surprise. We've got Greg here, everybody.
Did you know he was coming?
No, that was a surprise.
Get him a chair.
I lied to you. Holy
shit. Oh. Greg, you come here.
Yeah, I think I saw that. I think you sent that to us. What the fuck is going on?
How are you, Greg?
Hey.
Lovely to see you, mate.
Good to see you.
Special.
Greg,
everyone's here.
Yeah. Fucking weird.
Luckily for me, I nailed my animal the first shot because if I kept missing, I would have been
shoot
hammered.
It? In the head?
Just above the heart. Yeah, I got in the fuck. It was a very good shot. I was very lucky. The boys
did
were
it make
impressed.
A sound when you hit it?
It was pretty far away. it was pretty far away. Then I walked up and put three more in its head for just
execution.
Just to make
style.
Sure it was dead. Yeah, it was still breathing after my shot because I just missed the heart. Well, it was above the heart. And then I just put a few in it after that shot.
Oh, man. See, I don't know if I could do that, eh?
Yeah, that would be
I could
hard.
Do it to a human, though.
Well,
I
could probably do it to someone.
Well, the good thing is, like, you don't just wait. You're not just killing them for no reason. Like, we ate all the meat and stuff that night. Like, they use it for a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, okay. You fed the village.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it's pretty fun. Like, it's a good experience. And I was hammered. And you got to do three beers in 3 minutes on your first day. There's all these little traditions you have to do.
Did anyone get sexual with the animals after they were dead?
Yeah, no. I was going to ask the same thing, but I didn't have the balls to, because I think that that's what we, us as a friendship group.
If well, we I mean, I did
eat it. If we kill, saw a dead animal.
I would not kill the animal. If I found an animal in the bush.
You'd fuck it. You draw the line at killing it, but if you found a dead animal on the side of the road, you would fuck it.
Have you been flirting with Isla?
That's a yes.
A little
no.
bit?
No.
Okay.
It's a no.
Legally, you have to say no. But yeah, we know. Yeah. Well, there you go. Look, we're going to start pickleball up, or let's do some taco again. We love you, Jackson, and thank you.
I'm not ready to leave.
Oh, sorry. I was just going
to. I'm almost ready to leave. Like, I'm almost ready to leave.
He's waiting for his food.
But I would like to say I'm excited to shoot some videos with you guys over the next few weeks. Or yeah. after your guys' fight. Like, I got my birthday. You got the fight. So maybe, like, during May, we'll film a few things because I got some good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten into trading cards yet?
Just trying to ignore that.
No, I'm not, like,
sorry.
I'm not into men like that.
Have you watched? Have you been playing any cool video games?
Yes, I fucking have I ever. I've got such an addictive personality. I need to fix it.
What's the game
oh
lately?
Oh my God. I haven't played Xbox in years. And I got home and I get really into things. And I watched the Viking series for the first time and it was fucking amazing. And the coolest show I've ever seen. So I started raping and pillaging villages.
On Assassin's Creed.
Nah, I got back and plugged in my old Xbox in the Assassin's Creed Valhalla, the Vikings one.
I'm a Viking.
Yeah, pinning them. And the Assassin's Creed Valhalla game had like 100 gigabyte update. I don't know when. Maybe it was a while ago. I wouldn't know. So it was like a whole new story mode almost pretty much. And a lot of new things. I got excited and I played it like for like 8 hours every night from like 7 p.m. till like 3 in the morning. And I'm waking up at like 6 or 7 to go train. Just like, ugh.
Yeah, dude. It was very fun.
Amazing. And I passed the game and then I fucking threw it out in the river.
Yeah, well, look. It's paying it forward. Let the fish play.
Oh, it said online, like if you play at a quick rate, you can finish it in around 65 hours. And I finished it in 41 hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but wow. You can. Oh, it's like you watching TV shows. He'll watch Prison Break in a weekend. All four seasons.
No, I can watch most of it in a day.
And you put it on like 1.2 speed or something.
I watched all 8 Harry Potter films on the flight from here to Sydney.
He just fucking watches them all really 8.
Fast. All 8.
You just skip through the boring scenes.
Well, you just watch the like the battles and the kissing. That's where dopamine's highest. Everything else is just...
And violence.
He's just got no idea what's going on in the movies.
No,
just-
I figure it out.
It took offense.
I can figure it out, trust me.
No, I can figure it out.
I've got autism. I'm smart. Have you seen how like all these people now have just hired like people with disabilities for their content?
No.
There's all these like people with disabilities blowing up on the internet. It's like there's
Clayton's like, good.
He's hilarious. Yeah, I love that guy.
I love that.
But there's a lot of them
the
now.
Train the train guy.
The train guy. Have you seen the guy that loves trains?
No.
The guy that loves trains.
But my God, is there? Him. There are so many. There's guy. Like there's like 100 of them blowing up now, and like I don't know. Clayton's guy is very original, and he's funny as hell. He's such a cool guy. I'm a fan of him. I actually wanted to buy some of his merch, and but there's so many doing it. I'm like I don't know how I feel about some of them. Like. You know, profiting off of their like disabled relatives, like, and putting them on camera constantly. It's a bit of a, I understand maybe it's giving them a bit of fun and it's cool. You're making a bit of money for them and helping them and stuff, but I'm seeing people just copying it and it's very weird to watch. Do you know the only movie I ever cried in was A Cinderella Story with Chad Michael Murray and Hilary Duff?
Oh, dude.
Sad movie.
Sorry.
What about Home and Away? Has anyone still watched that?
No. I was in a few episodes.
Yeah, I know. I saw them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I was robbing shop.
He was being a shop robber.
You know one of the S brothers?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. In it.
He was a River City boy.
Oh, man.
River City.
I think, no, I don't know. What was it called? The three lads in it? Sorry.
River.
I could see you on Home and Away for a bit.
I could actually see you.
Should I do a cameo?
Dude, I reckon you should hit him up and see if you can get on Home and Away.
I don't want to go on Maths. Those shows are fucked. Anyone that goes on Maths is fucked.
Fucking agree.
Bro, like, the problem with... I don't like...
Just be on your phone the whole time while she's trying to talk to you.
You guys like reality TV, don't you? You guys watch a bit of it.
I'll get a secret little...
I know you love it, but for me personally, I don't want to go on it. I can probably watch a little bit and have a laugh at the... Because it's very cringe content. It's like, that's the value of it. It's very cringe
people argue
doing shit. It's
Would you go on like an influencer type Big Brother show?
No.
Man, what about if it was all of us?
I would go on a regular Big Brother. I don't like the dating shows. I find them corny and cringe. And then people come off them thinking they're like A-list celebrities. And then a month later, they're back working at fucking Coles. You know what I mean? Not that that's a bad thing, but they get such big heads and so arrogant over like being on television once. And then they act weird.
Would Man, you come I, on MasterChef
yep,
with us?
Yep.
I honestly think it would be so cool if we did like, you can't leave the house. Sort of like that fishbowl experiment was on.
If it was something with you guys or something with social media and shit, definitely. I'll do some stuff with you guys, but like, I don't want to go on like normal reality shows.
Just imagine right now, we had like a competition where you couldn't leave this room and it was fully just live streamed for 24 hours.
Well, that's been happening for like 2 years.
Man,
Mr. Beast
do
does them and they're doing them on kick streaming as well
Mr. Beast does that.
Fuck yeah. You can't like leave the room.
And then the last person to leave makes all the money, right?
Yep. Yeah. They're doing prison ones now, where they like get an abandoned prison cell room and they put in like white rooms and stuff, and people go in there and film it for 24 hours, and people to like leave, and the last ones left win money and like cock.
Would you do it right now for cock? Longest in here for $500.
Remember when you nearly fucked Michael on that bender? That was so close. Yeah, holy shit. Oh,
Michael's just close.
Put a condom.
Allegedly.
Put a condom on.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
This is allegedly.
Man, just to make the boys laugh, joke. We went far, hey.
Oh, yeah. I had to get therapy.
Man, it'd be so different between us right now if that happened.
Yeah, it would have changed things.
I think it would have been worse for you. Like, I would have felt kind of masculine because I did the fucking.
Yeah.
Have you been fucked by me? It would have been awful.
He wouldn't have been able to look you in the eyes.
Yeah,
ever
I'd just
again.
Always be careful. I'd be like this when you're around.
I would have been worried I might have enjoyed it and I would have just got attached to him.
Imagine if Michael fell in love with Jackson.
We fully ended up together.
Obsessed with each other.
My Nando's is taking a while.
Oh man.
That's not
fast.
Nice.
You're in fast.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, dude.
You always
Michael loves his own. He's gone to great lengths. To smell his own farts.
It's important.
He'll be sitting on the couch and have a panic fit to try and get his pants off so he can physically cup his own ass, no underwear, nothing obstructing the smell, so he can feed it to himself pure.
Have you ever farted on your pillow when you were a kid?
No.
Okay.
I used to fart under my blanket and pull that over me and like the girlfriend or whichever girlfriend I have at the time.
That's
funny. And like hold them even if they cried.
Yeah,
okay. Even if you didn't Trump know them.
Even if I didn't know them.
Even the, yeah.
There was quite. Did you see the video Vitaly did years ago? He walked around a park and he would fart and pull a blanket over him in a random.
Oh, really?
It was very funny.
That's
oh, yeah. Oh, man. I want to do that, but with poo.
Just have a poo in your hand.
But yeah, smelling pussy is so nice.
Oh, well, fuck yeah.
Sniffing it. It's good to find hobbies.
Yeah, well, dude, golf. Yeah. I don't know if you know about golf.
Well, we're back on it.
Sorry. I'll
trading
stop.
Cards? I don't know if you've seen those Dennis Rodman cards.
I would love to get good at golf, but I just like, I've got a torn shoulder at the moment and I'm not very good at swinging. I don't know how to do it.
So trading cards don't need any strength.
You it takes a long time.
Can I get an instructor?
Yeah, it'll help. Brown, don't go to Brown for instructor.
You've got really nice eyes.
Stop.
Has anyone ever told you that?
Trying to fuck me. Do I look good with blonde hair?
Maybe I'll start smelling cock.
Give that to Luke.
Just scrunch the cock up. My friend put, you know those like tobacco nicotine pouch things everyone's doing? My friend put one in his dick when we were in Iceland and he said it was the most painful burning sensation in the world. He put it inside his dick.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'll show you.
What, did it dissolve up there?
No, they don't dissolve. But
it gives a nicotine here or something.
But you surely pull it out as soon as it starts burning.
Well, it's 4% salt and 96% nicotine.
Oh shit, baby!
Where am I? I be hop, yeah.
Does it still work if you do it that way?
He made poo in river when I was drinking. I'm gonna put that on my website.
Oh, that's fair.
I don't really have one, but I'll get one.
Ooh, yeah, that would go on our website. That sort of shit.
I realized when I was away, I was like, fuck, I need to get like my website going or do something because. I shot some fucking crazy content.
Yeah, see, that's where the website is.
And I have nowhere to put it. And I was like, people would love to see this shit that I'm doing on this trip.
Jackson Playground.
I had Jackson's Playground and then like, it just kind of went.
That's an awesome idea. Keep that one.
Yeah, well, I think it makes sense because I'm always traveling and the world's my playground.
Yes.
Mm. I like traveling.
Oh, man. Do it.
Should we have a bong?
Take a shit.
I'm all right, but I'm going to eat my Nando's.
All right, well, fucking let's call it there, everyone. Well, thank you very much for coming on, Jackson.
Hey, I appreciate you guys a lot. It was amazing to see you all, especially Greg. That was an unexpected surprise, a very pleasant surprise, may I add.
Crazy.
Anyone watching, I hope you guys enjoyed. It was absolutely lovely to be here. I hope everyone's having a good year and a good start to the year, and up the bloody Broncos, eh?
And fucking yes. Up them and fucking watch Jackson's podcast, Shadow Band, and watch all his shit on Instagram and fucking
caffeinated
Facebook
gum.
And buy
focus,
his gum and that, man.
Focus caffeinated gum at
and remember ball. To have sex.
And fill him up a bit.
They give me a grope on the ass. All right,
that's enough. Bong break.
See you guys.
See you.
All right, let's hit the prank call jingle song.
You prank call.
Lots of questions.
That's fucking, that was beautiful.
And this is a segment where we prank call someone and I get given a mission and I must complete the mission. And if I can do it, Michael has to shave his teeth.
That was fine. Just
speaking.
Hey, I was just going to come in for one of the night sessions tonight. What movies are out tonight at the cinemas where you guys are? Is Kung Fu Panda 4 out?
I will double check. I'll pop you on hold
and
I'll let you know.
Okay, sweet. No worries.
Hey, so it looks like we've got Back in Black. That's on at 8:30 and 9:15.
Okay, and do you know how many people... Sorry, yeah, that's a good one. I think I might go with that one. I'm coming with a few friends. Is that lots of people there tonight for that session or is it pretty quiet there?
It's pretty quiet.
Oh, really? Will we be like the only ones in the cinema or will there be other people there? Do you know?
Yeah, there'll probably be maybe a few other people, not that many though.
Okay, a few other people. Oh my God. Imagine this. I'm not going to do it, but you can imagine how funny it'd be. Imagine if one of my mates like did a shit in the cinema, like just did a shit while like in the middle of the movies and didn't even say anything. Like that would be so fucking funny if that happened.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, and like, we wouldn't even say anything, and like, the few other people there would like smell the shit, but like, they'd be too like scared to turn around because that's so weird to smell like human shit during a movie.
Yeah, 100%.
Fuck, should we do it? I'm seriously thinking about like, I think I'm gonna do a shit.
Yeah, I mean, bro, as long as it's the last session, we don't have to. Shit up.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm so fucking happy that you're allowing this. Okay. So I'm going to come in like mid, I'm talking like mid movie, just as everyone's really getting into the storyline. I'm going to do a shit. Have you ever done a shit at work? I reckon if you did a shit too, and there's two shits at the same cinema, people will be like, what the fuck? And think it's like normal that at that cinema that there's like shit everywhere.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I've never seen it happen here before.
If you do it.
Yeah, we totally don't really advise against that.
Like, don't advise against it?
Probably it's not the best thing to do, you know?
But like, can you imagine how funny it'd be, though? Like, seriously, like that would make so many people laugh. Do you know what I mean? Like, even your staff members, if you did a shit, and filmed it, I guarantee you that would get fucking viral as fuck on TikTok.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I reckon we do it. Like, let's just try it. Like, you only live once, I think. And, like, my mates think it's so funny. And they probably think you're fucking awesome if you did a shit.
Yeah, no idea, bro, honestly.
Okay, well, if we come in tonight and I give you, like, the wink, like, that means, like, do a shit, okay? Like, don't tell anyone, though, okay? Don't say anything about it. That's the joke. If we say, yeah, we did a shit, it kind of ruins it. So we have to say nothing about the shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, sweet. All right, well, I'll see you tonight. I'm coming in with like three friends, and yeah, I'll be the guy when I wink at you. That means do a shit, okay? Oh, I'm fucking so excited.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, we'll see you tonight. Oh, I'm already right, laughing later. Thinking about it. See you later. Fuck, we're going to do a shit, boys.
Holy fuck. Oh. She's going to do a shit.
That's the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Michael, she fucking thought you were kind of cool.
She was promoting it at one point. She was saying to do it.
Oh, Just wait till the last set.
If three guys came in tonight and one was a bit like that, like she'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Dude, she took that so well.
If anyone winks at her tonight, that is very exciting.
We should go in there and
imagine
wink.
Imagine going in there and winking at her, don't you?
No, I'm not doing a shit. Oh, bravo, man.
One more.
Oh, I could listen to you say do a shit to people all day. Our podcast should just be that.
It should just be an hour of calling people.
Rename it to do a shit.
I fucking piss myself. Hey, that would
actually be a very funny fucking podcast if that's all we did. Just as soon as it begins, ring, ring. Oi, do a shit. To the very end, it just ends.
I can see it.
We could do it.
I think we should try it.
I can see that as my life. Yeah, maybe like let's just call it the Do a Shit podcast. And it's just we trial it out for one episode.
Anyway, guys, thank you for listening. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Give us a 5-star review on Spotify. It keeps everything moving. Please, we need your engagement. We need your love. It only takes a second to press a couple of little buttons and you're helping us out more than you ever realized.
Please.
Please, Matt really doesn't hate his life and job. And also, we're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best.
Best.